Three seats are open on Harrisonburg's city council. Harrisonburg Normal's deputy director Scott McClellan said the rally presented an opportunity for people to express their opinions about cannabis and to discuss what new candidates in office could mean for drug laws.
What we're wanting to get out of this is for people to consider their candidates' positions on cannabis. So a lot of the people that oppose cannabis talk about freedom and such. It's anti-freedom. It's not about the drug, it's about people. And if you ask somebody why they oppose it, they don't tell you about the plant, they tell you about the person who uses it.
Kai Degner, the Democratic challenger in the 6th District, spoke at the rally as well. Degner's platform advocates hemp farming in Virginia, a staunch contrast to his opponent, incumbent Bob Goodlatte.
That's how change is going to happen. You know, we got to get out and vote on Tuesday, but on Wednesday we got to pick up the fight on whatever's left to do.
As the crowd gathered at Court Square's fountain, colorful signs went up calling for an end to marijuana prohibition. The rally then moved around the block as protesters marched downtown with stops at the Rockingham County Jail and the Harrisonburg Free Clinic. The march was relatively quiet, save for an occasional cowbell, chanting, and honks of support from drivers passing by. Some of the people marching even broke into song as the crowd made their way back to Court Square at the end. For WMRA News, I'm Calvin Penn.